This is JIS News. Coming up, government to sign e-books contracts Wednesday, Ebola quarantine facilities to be completed in 3 weeks, and NEPA to boost country's institutional planning framework. Details after the break. Stay with us.
To observe World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse, the Child Development Agency presents Bless the Children, a candlelight vigil and concert at Emancipation Park, Wednesday, November 19th at 6 p.m., featuring Kevin Downswell, Omari, Rondell Positive, Dwayne Stevenson, Carlene Davis, Nikisha Barnes, and more. Come one, come all, and share the love with our children. Admission free. Reach my
destiny. Now the news. The government will on Wednesday sign contracts valued at $70 million for the provision of e-books to be placed on the tablet computers being distributed to students under the Pilot Tablets in Schools initiative. Technology Minister Philip Paulwell says the provision of e-books is part of efforts to reduce the amount of money spent by parents on textbooks.
So that very soon the youngster won't need to purchase textbooks at all. They will all be loaded on the tablet. But also on Wednesday morning, we are going to be signing agreements for local content providers. A number of local providers have come forward. They have provided us with very, very useful dynamic applications that will also be placed on the tablets.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at an Information Security Management System workshop in New Kingston on Monday. The one-year, $1.4 billion Tablets in Schools pilot program is being implemented in 38 educational institutions island-wide. The permanent Ebola quarantine facility being constructed at the Cornell Regional Hospital in Montego Bay, St. James, should be completed within another 3 weeks. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the holding area is also well on the way to being ready for use in the event a case of Ebola is identified in Western Jamaica.
Based on my last visit, I am very pleased that they are making progress. Where they are now with the holding area, it is well designed, and I am really extending to the CEO, Dr. Grandison, and her team for the exceptional work they have done in this short period.
The minister was speaking in an interview with JIS News following a recent tour of the facility. The Ministry of Health, through the Western Regional Health Authority, is spending some $30 million on Ebola preparations at the Cornell Regional Hospital. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, will receive $10.2 million from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, to further strengthen the country's institutional planning framework. Chief Executive Officer Peter Knight says NEPA is working assiduously to improve planning in Jamaica, adding that the agency is actively pursuing three main objectives. These are sustainable management and use of the environment and natural resources, risk reduction and adaptation to climate change, and sustainable urban and rural development.
We are trying to build a planning framework. We are trying to complete the National Strategic Plan. We are trying to cover the island development orders by 2015.
Mr. Knight says the agency has also added a civil engineer and an architect planner to NEPA's staff to help with the process of improving Jamaica's planning framework. He was speaking at a recent public lecture and exhibition in Kingston. And Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites has challenged the Jamaica Library Service, JLS, to be a facilitator of information to various sectors of society in order to enhance knowledge, technology and development.
The library, through technology, must be an adjunct and a help to what goes on in the school system. But the library has to become the center where young people, people of any age, can come and get information as to how they can improve their business skills and set themselves up or confirm themselves in the task of earning an honest income.
Reverend Thwaites was speaking at the recent official launch of the JLS Information and Communication Technology ICT's driven project dubbed Using Technology to Empower Individuals and Communities for Development. The project will give Jamaicans increased access to ICT through the provision of additional ICT resources across 127 public libraries in Jamaica. The project is made possible by a $2 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's Global Libraries Initiative and co-funding from the government at $1.1 million. That was JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.